What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Halfway through our show, no basketball on Wednesday night. So as we head into a Thursday morning, we were able to talk hockey first. How about that? The Carolina Hurricanes put up quite a fight in game four. However, they were swept by the Florida Panthers courtesy of this team that has got more tricks up its sleeve. The Panthers, who got into the playoffs as a wild card and barely made it in at that, not only go through the Bruins in a game seven in Boston, but now they have their first playoff sweep in their franchise history. They're back in the Stanley Cup final for the first time since 1996. Just their second appearance. They don't have a Stanley Cup to their name. And they have a Matthew Tkachuk that seems to come through in the most magnificent ways with his impeccable timing. 4 goals in this series. 3 of them are game winners. 2 of them in overtime. And then on Wednesday night, 4 seconds to go. 4 seconds to go. You remember the quadruple overtime game, which was the series opener, in which he scored with 12.7 seconds to go in OT? And now here's Chucky, as they call him, scoring with 4 seconds to go in game 4 to wrap the sweep.
Chucky knows how to score big goals.
He does know how to score big goals. Now, this was a total team effort. The save number for Sergei Bobrovsky, who just here, 36 of them. And then 24 block shots for Florida. That's a big deal. They're running interference in front of the crease and in front of the net. Pair of power play goals as well. So we'll talk more about it coming up next hour. Also next hour, the 2023 Chubby Bunny World Championship. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, which actually I saw a post on our Facebook page. This is kind of funny because I did share the video of last year's Chubby Bunny World Championship and many of you really enjoy it. You think it's hysterical. I'm glad we don't mind making fools of ourselves for your entertainment. That's just what we do here on the show. I don't know. Gregory says it might be a future Olympic sport. And then Harry says on Facebook, I've heard you make reference to this on the show, but never had the foggiest idea what it was. Oh my gosh, hilarious. So he'd never seen it before, but now he knows what Chubby Bunny is all about. So if you have not ever seen a Chubby Bunny championship, well, you'll never see it quite like this on the radio. But check it out on our Twitter or Facebook, or if you want to go directly to our YouTube channel, Dave's comment on Facebook is one of my favorites. This event scares me. We laugh while someone nearly dies. They fill while Rome burns. Laura says, yay, wacky and wonderful. Chip, one of my favorite A-Law activities. Paul says, I listened last year, but this is the first time watching it. It's over the tops nuts. So funny. Well, it is that, which is why I never win, because I can't stop laughing at what's happening around me. Maybe if I put blinders on and don't pay attention to what the rest of y'all are doing.
I'd allow it.
Anyway, check it out on Twitter and Facebook. It's just over an hour from now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. One other tweet that I just received from Blake, which I appreciate. All of the 80s Tina Turner songs were awesome, But We Don't Need Another Hero is right there. Oh, yeah, it's another amazing Turner song. We're playing some of her music throughout the show in her honor because she passed away on Wednesday at age 83 after a long illness. She was in Switzerland, so her home was in Switzerland, which I did not know. But really, over the last 5 or 6 years, there's been a lot of different creative and unique shows, programs, tributes to Tina, because her music, it transcended her particular decade. It was long lasting, and it was something even that my nieces would enjoy. So we all have our favorite Tina Turner songs. We'll try to get to that one. Blake, thank you so much for listening. Again, it's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We know that very soon on the horizon, we're not quite through the NBA playoffs yet, but on the horizon is free agency. Generally takes over July 4th week. It's funny how you work long enough in this business and you start to associate holidays with various events on the sports calendar. I don't know if you were listening earlier. So about an hour ago, Jennifer Lee Chan was with us from the Bay Area. She covers the Niners for NBC Sports. And she said what she noted right away about the Niners schedule release is that they play on every holiday. They play on Thanksgiving, which they don't always. They play on Thanksgiving in Seattle. They play on Christmas Day, and they play on New Year's Eve. So she said, all my holidays are completely blown to heck because of the Niners schedule, which is part of the deal when you work in this business. Anyway, when you think about holidays in the summertime, Memorial Day I often associate with the hoops and hockey postseasons, the conference finals, getting into the championship series. And then I think about Labor Day as being college football and the start of the NFL soon after. Thanksgiving, of course, is football. Christmas, a lot of times, is the NBA, the start of the NBA season. Father's Day in June is the U.S. Open. So there's various events that are associated with different holidays. Easter, a lot of times, is also March Madness, depending upon where Easter falls. And so here we are. July 4th will be NBA free agency. That's how it goes. It takes over that whole first week of July. And Kyrie Irving is, I wouldn't say he's impatient, but he's got a message. He's speaking out about his free agency. Remember, he was traded to Dallas, and the Mavericks took a risk with him because they knew that he only was signed for another, couple months? They gave up some young pieces. They gave up some solid pieces, and they ended up not even making the playoffs. So an unmitigated disaster for them because they gave up too much to get to Kyrie Irving, and Kyrie just wants to go to LA. That's what he wants. He's made no bones about that. So he's about to be a free agent. I would say the Mavericks have slim to none chance of re-signing him, but I'm not sure they want to. I've not heard any chatter coming out of Dallas about how they want to re-sign Kyrie Irving. Kyrie, you know, he has a love-hate relationship with the media and social media, and these are his thoughts about the rumors, the speculation surrounding his free agency.
I'm a free agent this summer, but I am in no rush to make a decision. And the speculation around my name from all these individuals that get on TV and have these personalities. I'm on live here. Just give me 1 second. I'll be out there. All these people that have, these platforms. And I'm talking about the TV personalities, the sports folk that try to mix sports folk with politics and lifestyle and shit like that. Like
folk.
When they speak on my name and they're talking about potential teams that I'm going to, can y'all please, I'm asking you, please stop paying attention to that. Like, I am in no rush to make a decision. I know what's ahead of me for the rest of my career.
On Instagram Live, and it sounds like he's interacting with a family member while he's doing it. For those of you who've ever done a live broadcast on one of the social medias, you know that people can weigh in. You can see comments or emojis while you're on Instagram Live. And he's doing this and he's interacting. You'll hear in this next clip, he's interacting with people who are posting comments or are sending emojis and letting him know that they're listening. So typical of Kyrie and Aaron Rodgers, keep my name out of your mouth. And then he tells his fans, his supporters, his followers, don't listen to any of that because it's ridiculous and they don't know what they're talking about and taking shots at the media, similar to Aaron Rodgers. Have he and Aaron become the biggest media trolls out there? Because they know that there's going to be a lot of attention around them, and yet they want you to ignore them and their futures. But it's impossible because you put yourself out there in other ways. You may not be giving direct interviews to members of the TV media, the talking heads, but you're putting yourself out there so you remain relevant. You know who no one talks about anymore or very rarely? Andrew Luck. Why? Because he disappeared off the face of the earth. What, kind of. He went back to being a husband and a dad and a citizen that doesn't play football. We never hear about him anymore because he doesn't want to be in the spotlight. If Kyrie doesn't want to be in the spotlight, then he wouldn't be. He goes on to say that he just wants people to stop talking about him. Please just stop talking about me.
Stop mentioning me on Twitter. All y'all fan bases, stop mentioning me right now, please. It is still the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals. Denver's going to the finals. You know, we're still waiting for Boston and Miami. Can y'all please leave me the fuck out of this? Please, can I just be with my family in peace? Y'all got people at my dinner table discussing what my free agency plans are. Stop that. Y'all think it's funny shit, but please stop that. I actually like having peace of mind when I'm at the crib, all right? Like, I see all y'all ads. I see all y'all mentions. Okay, I said it. I see all y'all stuff y'all be saying. I see all y'all fan base. I get it. I'm just as excited as y'all are. But you gotta chill, though. You gotta chill, though. Come on. Like, we can have some fun with it, but, like, the love is already there, right? The message is spread. I appreciate your ancestral realm. Thank you for being tapped in. And I appreciate all y'all for tuning in. But please, all y'all fan bases, like, stop mentioning me just for, like, the next month or two or three. Whenever I make my decisions, please stop mentioning me.
Stop mentioning me, but I'm going to do this whole Instagram live video so that I'm back in the mainstream and back in your mentions. And I'm doing it live so that you can interact with me while I do it. It's just, it's contrived. And is it the media's fault that people at his dinner table are talking about it? He wants to make it sound like he cares for the teams that are playing in the NBA finals. Don't steal their thunder. The whole thing is, it's laughable.
Stop talking about me.
See what I mean? Kyrie Irving is the Aaron Rodgers of the NBA. Wants a ton of attention, but wants to pretend like he doesn't want a ton of attention. Who's buying it? Raise your hand if you're buying that Kyrie Irving doesn't want you to talk about him. Jay did not raise his hand. Neither did I. Well, I did initially to demonstrate, but only because I talk with my hands. I think Kyrie wants the opposite. Me thinks he doth protesteth too much.
Has he been a huge... Is anyone... Are we really like dissecting Kyrie's free agency?
When was the last time we talked about Kyrie Irving on the show? When the Mavericks missed the playoffs, right? That was the last time we talked about him on the show. Unless he puts himself out there, we are not talking about him on the show.
And he also went and sat courtside at the Lakers, what was that, game four, I believe, or game three or game four, I forgot which one it was, but no one told him to go sit courtside, and now he's putting his face out there on the TV at the Lakers game, now he's doing this stuff. I don't know. I think we all realize that he sounds crazy, but he's the only one who doesn't realize that he sounds crazy, and he still keeps doing this stuff. I don't understand.
Also, by putting yourself out there, you're doing exactly the opposite, right? You're saying that you want no one to talk about you, but you're putting yourself out there on Instagram Live to millions of people because you don't want people to talk about you. Yeah, it's doesn't make any sense. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, there is some speculation that the reason LeBron James mention retirement or didn't give us a straight answer about what his future holds is because he also wants to steal thunder from the Nuggets and the NBA Finals, and because he wants to stir up the conversation and keep people talking about him. I don't know that I would go that far. I'm sure a lot of what LeBron does is calculated, similar to Kyrie, but think about the fact that he just got swept out of the playoffs. He's disappointed. He's sore. He was hurting. He played a lot of minutes. He's exhausted. I don't think anybody should make decisions when they're emotional and exhausted. So I understand why, similar to a lot of the older quarterbacks who would tell us we're going year by year. I'm going a year at a time. I'll consider retirement. I don't know. To me, that's actually smart to not make a commitment one way or another before you actually make up your mind. And you shouldn't be, again, making up your mind in the throes of emotion, because that generally can change or at least alter your thought process. Rob Pelinka and Darvin Ham were both doing their exit interviews for the Lakers this week, and Rob reacted to LeBron's post-game comments.
Coach and I'll speak to LeBron in the coming days. We all know that he speaks for himself, and we'll look forward to those conversations when the time is right. But, you know, I will say this. LeBron has given as much to the game of basketball as anyone who's ever played. And when you do that, you earn a right to decide whether you're going to give more. And I think sometimes we put athletes, entertainers on a pedestal, but they're humans. And just like us, they have inflection points in their career. And our job as a Lakers organization is to support any player on our team if they reach a career inflection point. And LeBron is surrounded by incredible people, his family first, Savannah, his kids. He's got a great management team led by, you know, Rich and Maverick. I'm sure he'll have conversations with them. And in the coming days, we'll be in contact with him, his team, and really providing nothing but support for him.
LeBron didn't say he's retiring, only that he wants to take some time to think about it. Again, I think that's really smart, especially after 20 years, as exhausted as he is. I feel like that's actually wise. So I don't know that he would have done it in a way that would purposely leave the door open to increase speculation. And for Darvin Ham and Rob Pelinka, they have to, obviously, think about two paths forward through the future. One with LeBron, one without LeBron on the Lakers roster.
Coming off a tough loss like that, you know, the work we've put in this season, I think I was ready to retire after last night, too. But in all honesty and seriousness, I mean, LeBron has earned the right, you know, to do whatever he wants to do, to make whatever choice. You know, I'm not one to speculate, but I just want to thank him, AD, the rest of the crew, but especially him for being a consistent resource for me this year as a first-time head coach. I've been around the game for a long time, but transitioning into this seat, he was one of the most, if not the most supportive, knowledgeable, communicative resources that I had all year, and it really made for, you know, it was some challenging times in this season, but my transition into it and from where we started to where we ended up, as Rob said, the growth process, reestablishing the competitive culture here, trying to work to get us to back at the top of the food chain, you know, he was right there front and center for me and my staff, so kudos to him. I love him, support him, and again, he's earned the right to do whatever he feels comfortable doing.
Yeah, 20 seasons. He's the NBA's all-time leading scorer. He has dealt with injuries the last couple years. I know he told us previously that he wants to play with his son. His son's still a year away, at least. But his son is going to USC, right? He's going to USC, which means that if he plays in LA or stays in LA, he would be near his son, plus this other one that's still in high school. I wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of money on the table, too. Not that LeBron needs money. I could imagine he makes maybe even more money with his off-court endorsements and projects and business ventures than he does with his NBA salary. But also consider how the Lakers finished up. They won 8 of their last 10, Remember, he came back from a foot injury that was thought to be season ending because of the LeBron James of feet, his special foot doctor. So he comes back from an injury. He gets back on the court. He looks great. The Lakers, with that retooled roster, they're able to win 8 of their last 10, get into the play-in tournament, obviously won through there, took out the Lakers in the took out the Warriors in the second round, and then got into the Western Conference Finals. That's a pretty impressive achievement. Do they need changes? Yes. One of them might be D'Angelo Russell, except don't tell D'Angelo because he's good.
Complete success. Honestly, it's been a great time. It's been a great experience to come back and be in this position as prepared as I was. Give myself a pat on the back for that one. Being able to just adjust and just get thrown into, you know, the fire with the team and trying to figure it out on the fly and make it to the Western Conference Finals. Complete success. I really can't really complain about anything.
Yeah, big picture, it was. Dennis Schroeder, they brought in this year for the first time. D'Lo only played 17 games, I think, with them is what I looked at before. And then Rui Hachimura, he missed a bunch of games with them, or he was brought in after too, right? But also he was on the shelf, I think. So yeah, it blends together. But you're talking about a bunch of guys that came in, either weren't healthy or came in at the trade deadline, and they really did redo their roster. Vanderbilt too. So yeah, there was a lot of change, and yet they surged at the end. So I can imagine that they want to try to keep this particular group together. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you want to see the picture of Peaceful Penny, and then our Facebook page too, many of you are sharing your dog photos, which make me happy. So that's awesome. Chubby Bunny is an hour from now, the 2023 Chubby Bunny World Championship. We'll do QB news on the back of this hour. What do I want to do next? Actually, in addition to honoring Tina Turner with some of her music, you all remember that Jim Brown passed away over the weekend. We were not here on Friday night when he passed away, but it was cool to hear what Kevin Stefanski had to say about the Browns' plans this season to remember the best player in franchise history, one of the best the NFL has ever seen, a Hall of Famer, of course. So you'll hear from him coming up next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Her stage presence, her dancing, her energy. And she said in an interview that I heard from her not that long ago that she always knew she had to bring the energy because that's what appealed to music fans of all ages. She said she thought her dancing and her energy would appeal to younger music fans. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's so hard, whether you are my age, whether you're a millennial, whether you're Gen Z, when icons and legends pass away, you looked up to them, maybe they had a place in your childhood, or their music, their movies meant something to you. It's always shocking, even if you didn't know the person. I can imagine a lot of football fans feel that way about Jim Brown, especially in the Cleveland area. He passed away over the weekend, and Kevin Stefanski was talking about the legend at practice on Wednesday.
The impact that he had was immeasurable. I'm sure there's people that knew Jim as a player, as a friend, much better than I did, so I can't add a ton to that. But my brief interactions for me are, I'll never forget just talking to him the first day I got hired. I got on the phone with him, which was a thrill. I was able to meet Jim over the years a couple times, and just a mountain of a man in many ways. And, you know, we lost a very, very, very big part of our family. There will be time, as you know, over the next few days, weeks, months, years, to memorialize Jim, and we'll let you know what the plans are as we keep moving forward. But obviously, I just want Monique and her family to know that we're thinking about them. And that's something that I know our players and coaches and staff here are constantly thinking about that.
Kevin Stefanski at Brown's practice on Wednesday, and he was talking about Jim Brown, who played for Cleveland from 1957 until he retired in 1965, wore number 32. He was their number one draft choice going back in the 50s, and he still ranks among the all-time leading running backs in rushing average, in rushing touchdowns, and in rushing yards, even though he didn't even play 150 games. He played a limited number of games, and yet he was so productive. Led the NFL in rushing during 8 of his 9 seasons, led the league in touchdowns 5 different years, and Browns fans would know this, Cleveland natives know this. A statue was unveiled outside the corner of the stadium in 2016. As a Syracuse alum, obviously very special to anyone who was Syracuse. Just a guy whose name was synonymous with football, but also since he retired, outspoken about some of the issues and some of the passions that were important to him, a Hall of Famer going back to 1971. And he wasn't just a football player. He was an incredible lacrosse player as well. So he's in the National Lacrosse Hall of Fame, as well as being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. One more thing, 3-time NFL MVP, the only non-quarterback in NFL history ever to win the award 3 times. Browns fans will see and hear about him all season long, and I'm sure the Browns will wear some type of a number or a patch on their uniforms so that they can honor him as well. Straight ahead, QB news, because it's May. Why not? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's tossed. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got it.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City. Hand off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap, Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the 5, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
It may be May, but it's always time for QB news. Hey, Ravens fans, Lamar Jackson has shown up for OTAs. He'll tell you why coming up momentarily, but he's got a brand new offensive coordinator in Todd Monken. What does he like most about this new look Baltimore offense?
Just being able to throw the ball down the field. You know, we can't. Running can only take you so far, you know, and I feel like with this new era of teams and offenses in the league, I feel like we need that, and Coach Todd Monken, what I'm seeing in his offense so far is looking tremendous.
Interesting. Never thought I'd hear Lamar Jackson say that. Running can only take you so far. They built an offense in Baltimore around his legs and his ability to make incredible plays with his legs, but they also put other running backs with him so that their offense could dominate on the ground. But it is, in fact, a new era in the NFL and a new era in Baltimore.
I want to throw for like 6,000 yards with it.
So, Lamar, why did you need to show up for OTAs? Why was it important?
New offense. You know, had to get that down packed before the season rolled in, because the season's getting there. Even though I got a couple months left, but still, just wanted to learn a new offense and get with my guys.
We want to ramp him up, Bo, a little bit. You know, this is his first day was yesterday. Ramp him up in terms of conditioning. He's been working, but with the conditioning here, the running, the lifting, the throwing, just kind of learning the offense, just ramp him up out there, then he'll be ready to go. He'll probably do a little bit, you know, more tomorrow, then a little bit more the next day, and we'll work from there.
One other piece of intel that Lamar revealed in his first comments since he showed up to OTAs, he has another goal, and it has nothing to do with the numbers or the scoring on the field.
I feel like just being you. You know, at the end of the day, guys just want to see you being you and true to yourself and true to them as well, you know. And I just say I'm going to try to be more of a vocal leader, you know, because the coach was like, you need to start speaking more. But it was like, you know, I just try to lead by example, if anything. But I try to be more of a vocal leader, if anything.
He was asked on or off the field, and he said both. Happy Lamar Jackson could mean a happy and productive and relevant Baltimore Ravens. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Same division, AFC North. Kenny Pickett with one full year under his belt. And he's excited to return now as the full-time starter of the Steelers. He feels like he's made a lot of progress, specifically when it comes to all the different reps that he had last year. It may not have been a Steelers team that ran through the AFC North in the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. But he got all of those early reps out of the way, so now he approached the position more intelligently with a lot of different information that will help him to make decisions. And he's got just one goal with Pittsburgh in 2023.
I'm definitely just, you know, Super Bowl. That's really it. And if you're in the Super Bowl and you win it, man, I think all the goals that you ever had set are pretty much going to be met.
He's been a hell of a leader this whole offseason, you know, getting guys together, you know, having meetings with guys, and you know, he's been great. And he's the type of guy you want to play for hard and win with. And we're all excited for his development, and we're all excited to look for him as a leader this year.
Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, alongside Kenny Pickett. They had a fairly productive connection last year. So for Pat, he ended up with, where are my numbers? There we are. 730 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Kenny only had 7 passing touchdowns all season, right? It still was a tough year for the offense. 7 passing TDs, 9 picks. He also had 3 touchdowns on the ground to go along with 3 fumbles. And his QB rating, just shy of 77. To give you some context, had better than 2,500 total yards. But you would expect a major jump with that offense, and certainly with Pickett himself in 23.
He didn't urinate down his leg, man. That's a great place to begin.
See, didn't pee on himself. We're happy to move forward with our now second-year QB, Kenny Pickett. AFC East, a lot of chatter around Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, but the division still belongs to the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, he's come close to the Super Bowl. He's come close to helping that Bills fan base, that rabid Bills mafia, achieve its goals, achieve its dreams, but not quite. And it is burning inside of Josh Allen.
I want to give everything that I have for as long as I play. And, you know, I'm not saying that I haven't done that in the past, but there's always new ways that I can find to get better and not being complacent with what I'm doing on the field, understanding that there's a lot of plays that we left out there. And you know, statistically, you look at it, we were top 3-4 offense in the league last year, and it wasn't good enough. So just losing the playoffs isn't fun, you know. And I so badly want to bring Super Bowl here to Buffalo, and I just don't want anything to get in the way of allowing me to be the best quarterback that I can be for this team.
Oh, the passion, but also the angst of the frustrating playoff exits the last several years. And here's the thing, you don't ever operate in a vacuum as a team. You could be amazing, but if there's another team that's better than you or two more teams that are better than you, consider the number of Western Conference teams that kept bumping into the Warriors through their run of five straight NBA Finals. It's not just you, it's the guys around you, it's the teams around you. And of course, the Bills are now contending with who? The Bengals and the Chiefs at the top of the AFC. But it does not change that Josh Allen he's laser focused, not just on his own performance, but about leading the Bills.
The communication piece has to be above and beyond what it's been. And I need to take more ownership in that, and that's what I'm trying to do. And sometimes it's hard for me because, you know, I'm a very relaxed guy that's like, hey, like, just get open and catch the ball. But being a little more structured and being able to rely sometimes on that fail-safe of these guys know where they're going to be, I know where they're going to be because we've talked about it 100 times.
He says he's never been as focused or locked in on football than he is right now. Should make for some incredible competition in the AFC this season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Wait until you hear what Josh had to say about Michael Block, the club pro from California that's all the rage right now in the golf world and really in the sports world. We'll get to that next hour. Patrick Mahomes, a lot of chatter around him, not just because he is a two-time MVP and two-time Super Bowl winner. But because other quarterbacks are getting contract extensions, and weirdly enough, he's now outside the top five when it comes to average annual value and the going rate for QBs.
Me, my agent, and the team always keep open communication. And we try to do whatever is the best for the team, but obviously I want to do the best for myself as well. but at the same time, I've always said I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. I know we keep communication. We see what's going on around the league. But at the same time, I'll never do anything that's going to hurt us from keeping the great players around me. So it's kind of teetering around that line.
Patrick Mahomes signed a mammoth 10-year extension in 2020. It was worth, at the time, $450 million. Now, that's the most in terms of total value, even more than, say, Deshaun Watson with the guaranteed deal. But now, six other quarterbacks have leapfrogged him when it comes to yearly salary, average pay. He's now seventh in the NFL, seventh among quarterbacks, or seventh in the list when it comes to average pay, which is crazy considering how accomplished he is. And Andy Reid knows that for Patrick Mahomes, leadership is huge. So he means what he says when he talks about not wanting to be the only priority for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's, you guys are out there, but I mean, he's 100% in and going after it. And he challenges himself. He challenges the guys around him to be great and on both sides of the ball. So everything's alive out there and moving fast. And as a head coach, I appreciate that. That's what the great ones do. So he's doing a great job with that.
That's the connection that Patrick and Andy have. And of course, when it's on one ankle, it's still moving fast out there. Remember the Super Bowl run on one ankle, essentially. Turning our attention to the NFC, Justin Fields. A lot of moves that the Bears have made to try to get him the weapons that, say, a Patrick Mahomes has or a Josh Allen has. He finished the end of last season injured, but he's been following closely what the Bears did to trade down. They traded away number one, but added wide receivers like DJ Moore.
It's awesome for me, just getting that trust from the coaching staff. And, you know, you guys don't see it, but, we communicate all the time. We trust each other fully. So, just having them behind me. They know the kind of leader I am, to my teammates. They know how great I want to be. They know the work I put in. So, it's just great to have them behind my back for sure.
So what about this new receiver, DJ Moore, who can certainly stretch the field?
Excited, of course. Woke up from the nap and, saw that it happened. people blowing up my phone, like, I just got traded. So, everybody was excited. So, DJ brings, a great talent to this team. And just his personality just fits in well with everybody. really from the first day he got here. So he's a hard worker, of course, great player, and just, you know, his personality, I think, you know, just the way he acts around the guys, he just fits in very well with our team. So definitely excited about that.
Could you imagine being Justin Fields or anyone really? We've heard it from other athletes before. They wake up from a nap or they check their phone after a while. It's blown up and he actually thinks he got traded. That would be my first thought, too, I suppose. Justin Fields, a lot of buzz around the Bears and what they're doing to build a winner with him as the centerpiece. Geno Smith, well, he was never pegged to be some franchise savior. He was supposed to be a stopgap with Seattle last year, and yet Pete Carroll believed in him. He led the Seahawks to the playoffs. He gets a new contract, and lo and behold, 12 months later, he will be the anointed starter for the Seahawks, and he says there's a lot of growth there.
Shoot, man. I mean, I think in every aspect of my life, every aspect of being a quarterback, being a leader, obviously, you know, it's kind of different for me this year than it was last year or 12 months ago, but I think the most growth for me is just perspective, just gaining more perspective and just learning, growing, you know, just trying to, you know, be better every single day.
On Tuesday, we heard from Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, Kyle Shanahan about his quarterbacks in that same division, the NFC West, where the Niners last year won 13-4 was the record, but the Seahawks, they gave him heck. The Seahawks finished above 500. Remember, they started out hot. They were still leading the NFC West halfway through the regular season until the Niners caught fire. And when we talked to Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area, she was talking about the Seahawks and believing that they are a legitimate contender for the Niners in that division. Also, we asked her about the schedule, and it's kind of crazy. If you think about just a really tough stretch on any team's schedule, you know, the Niners play the Seahawks, then they have to travel to Philadelphia, so back-to-back games, Thanksgiving, and then the following week, they're on the road in Seattle and in Philadelphia, only to get back to the Bay Area and play the Seahawks again. And that could be a turning point for them in their schedule. Wowzers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's going to totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.